Thanks. Okay. Obviously, the first half wasn't very pretty. We didn't play our best, but you know, our guys battled, played hard, found a way to win. You know, we did some good things second half. We had two long touchdown drives to start the half. Harrison Smith made a great interception there at the end of the ball game. We got some first downs and kicked the field goal basically at the end of the ball game to win. So still got a lot of things to clean up and a lot of work to do, but and we came here to get a win, and we did. Questions?
In terms of Sam Bradford, was he still hurting from his injury? Was he just rusty? What was his situation in the first half?
No, he aggravated his injury when he got tackled on one of the plays, and so you know, I just thought it was best for him and that we got him out of there. He was he didn't want to come out. He wanted to stand there and fight, but you know, I didn't want to get him injured anymore. Well, you know, I thought about it, you know, but you know, he felt pretty good about things, and you know, so I didn't.
Was it on one of the sacks or the safety that he aggravated it?
I don't know which one it was, to be honest with you.
How did he look in practice this week?
Good. Yeah, he could did everything.
No doubt in your mind, he was healthy enough to.
Yeah, we wouldn't put him on the field if he wasn't healthy enough to play. He was very confident about it. He felt good about it. You know, the medical people felt good about it. Everybody. And we practiced on turf 2 days this week, too. So, you know, and that's even, you know, a little bit harder on your legs. But, no, I don't think there was any doubt whatsoever he was ready to go.
Did the bad field position hurt his ability to maybe get comfortable?
No, I don't think so. I think they did a good job, and especially in the first half, they did a good job. They mixed up the coverages. You know, they gave some different looks. They did some good disguises, and you know, so I really felt that Pat really got into a rhythm in the second half of making calls too, because we did a good job keeping them off balance. And they, you know, they had a couple little unusual things for us in the first half. So, you know, it was a good halftime adjustments by us. You know, Jarek getting 115 yards or something, whatever he got, was big. It was nice to see the run game keep going. And
what had resulted during the week in Sam? He was always listed as limited in practice and never a full participant. Why wasn't he able to ever be a full participant?
Because we always limited him. We want to make sure that we just limited him. I mean, there was no doubt in our minds that he was playing this week.
Mike, do you know how long the re-aggravation to keep him up for?
I have no idea.
Does it make you have to kind of rethink how you're going to manage the position going forward? I mean, you've been hopeful with him, but now do you...
Well, I'm still hopeful with him. You know, we'll see. You know, everything that's been from the medical people, the doctors, the second opinion, everything is, you know, it's going to get better. And just, you know, I think he just aggravated a little bit on one of those. So I don't think that... I mean, we'll take every day by day and see how it goes. But I think, you know, he's going to get back and he's going to get better.
Was that Trubisky about what you expected, better or?
It's hard to say. I didn't, you know, we didn't have much tape on him. You know, they did some sprint outs with him, try and keep away from pressure. He scrambled a couple times. You know, he throws the ball good.
You talked about needing to get explosive plays with Dalvin Cook. What did it mean to the offense to have Jarek provide some of that?
Well, it was big, you know, to be able, you know, when you can run the football, you know, it makes it tough. You know, defenses start loading up and give you a better chance to throw the ball some. So the play actions were better. You know, we had a couple boots in there that we hit for first downs. You know, I think all those things are important. You know, in the first half, the running game was okay, but, you know, it wasn't really moving. So, but it's good. And, you know, they've got a really good defensive front. They've got a good defensive team. They're big and strong and physical. You know, so I was nervous about being able to run the football against this front. And I'm glad that we were able to get some of it done.
Special teams play that they got a touchdown. Does that embarrass you?
Well, I don't know about embarrasses, but it made me mad. Yeah, you know, it was it was a poor decision, and you know, we didn't execute things very well.
Coach, can you take us through Harrison's pick? It looked like maybe he baited Trubisky a little bit.
I really don't know. All I know is he was scrambling. You know, I was watching the quarterback, and I know that I don't know exactly what Harrison did. I just know that I was glad he came up with the pick.
Case came coming in the middle of the game this time. How do you think he responded?
I thought he did well. You know, his quarterback rating was 110. He was like 17 out of 21 or something. And, you know, he took good care of the football. You know, the fake punt obviously wasn't good. But, you know, we're not turning the ball over. We're taking good care of the football. You know, and we got two turnovers today. So, you know, it kind of shows from last week to this week. Two more questions?
How about the play that Everson made, too? How important was that?
Yeah, well, it was big, you know, the sack fumble there, and we had, you know, we got back in, you know, got good field position, you know, got us going a little bit to start the ball game. I think did we get three on that one? Yeah, so, you know, we'd like to get seven, but, you know, it was good to get it back, especially, you know, we gave up a sack for a safety, and, you know, so, okay, thank you.